Podcast. It is the Sixth Sense Podcast, and we have Commissioner's Corner, a trade. We have to recap the dud and the mole. There's lots of drama from last week. It was a doozy week six in the UFFL as we enter week seven in the Ultimate Fantasy Football League. We'll see if there's a guest curse, if that continues after this week, because we got a couple of guests waiting in the wings. The waiver wars were wide open. The 3M Club, the doors were... There's door crashers on ladies' night, I think, as well. New Mo, new dud, 40-minute challenge. We got a betting segment that was suggested. We'll see if the producers want to put that on. I think we're going to be joined by a guy who got a new team name last week, and then I have a beef that we won't get to because we're running out of time. But that's as fast as I could do an opening because we got to get to the returning host of this show, Andrew Kirkland. Go ahead, Andrew. You're back, baby.
Well, yes. It's good. I'm really glad I'm back. I had to take a leave of absence. We, as a GM of the Jaeger Bombers, there was a lot of changes internally going on, whether it was a team name change, whether it was obviously personnel. I had to focus on that. But I'm back in the winning column, so that's good. But I did miss speaking to everyone last week, and I'm really happy about this episode. I think it's gonna be an exciting one. Now, I did listen obviously to the podcast last week, and I will turn it over to the commissioner in the commissioner corner. But Yorkie, this is the commissioner's corner. This isn't discount Belichick analysis. What's going on with your team? Okay, you have to disconnect yourself from you being the GM to actually talking about something that a commissioner talks about. Last week, you just talked about how your team was shit. That was it. It was pathetic. Okay? Bring it this week. Go.
Well, this week, I think there's a fraud amongst the teams, and I'm going to explain why there's a fraud. And it might be his team. I'm not calling his team out, but it's more the points situation, his points against, his points for, and how he's 5-1. Yes, that's right. I'm calling out Bondo. You're 5-1 and you've only got 736 points for and 677 against. By far, you have the least amount of points against. Most guys are in the high sevens, some are in the high eights, and you've scored 736 points. So by that count, you are fourth. You have the fourth least amount of points. You should be in the middle of the pack, not 5-1. A few teams, if they had your schedule, would have a lot better records. So I'm calling out you, Bondo. Your team's a fraud. Your point system's a fraud. Your points against are a fraud. You shouldn't be 5-1. We might have to look at the scoring system for next year and how we, maybe it's head-to-head. Maybe it's just the top seven get wins, etc. So that's the commissioner's corner for this week, fellas.
Okay, good, Yorkie. That was coming with some heat. As you mentioned a fraud when you first started in the commissioner's corner, it made me trigger because when I was doing something last week and I was going through every single squad trying to generate trades, I thought there was some other fraud stuff going on, and we'll get to that later a little bit if you guys want to talk about my analysis as I went through every single team and made comments on every single team. But it was involving you, Yorkie, and your brother-in-law, and I think there's some fraud going on there. So more on that later if we want to get into it. But all right, Cosby, you want to take us through our guest tonight
we have a returning guest. We might as well start with a returning guest. JWoww, you still there, Jordan Winter?
Yeah, I'm here, guys. Glad to be here.
Yeah. Oh, good, man. Good. How you been? Any takes on your team before we get rolling? Anything changed since last time you were on? What's up?
A couple more losses, and we got lots of injuries, so lots to look forward to.
JWoww, can I ask you, so we were in a deal last night, straight up, probably have been wide receivers. When I offered you that deal through text, you accepted it pretty quickly. I always hate when that happens, but give me your thoughts on that trade.
I kind of looked at it from the perspective of Landry's consistent plays on a fraud. I'll use the word fraud. I think the Browns are a fraud. I think he plays on an okay team that's getting exposed. I liked Juju because he's on a 5-0 team that scores a ton of points. He should get a lot of looks, but they're getting stolen by some of these new guys like Claypool and a few others. And obviously James Conner gets a ton of touches. I don't know. I just thought of it from Landry's consistent, but Juju will have the odd high 20, low 30-point game that can potentially win you a week. And that's kind of what I'm looking at right now is winning weeks because I've got some bad bye week situations coming up around week 10, 11.
Is there any way we can get you to work Juju into your team name?
Oh, of course. If I lose this week, which I'm probably going to, I'll change my team name and we'll throw Juju into it.
That's perfect. That's going to be fun. That's might be a fun line to walk, actually. And the on the other, maybe he's in another division. I don't even know. But we have another guest who we told before the show that he can't bring up that word I just said, so he won't. And I know he won't because we said so. He's always very, very willing, very gentlemanly like that. So, Luke Hendry, come on in, man. How's the season been? What's going on? What's up, man?
Oh, things are good. Season's been up and down. But you know what? I appreciate the invite to be on the pod this year. And I'm actually – can I start off with a bang on this one? Because I'm already mad at Yorkie's Commissioner Corner because – why is it Bondo's fault that people aren't putting up points against him? There's no he's fielding his team. He's getting wins. Don't call him out because the guys that are playing against him are shit. It's everybody in the league goes up against Bondo. They're feeling the heat. They're trying to field a team, and then they show up with nothing. It happened to me this weekend. I got a little overzealous, and I absolutely shit the bed. But hey, you know what? It's you got to do it, right? So I had to call it.
I should have called out you. You only have 697 points against. I got 860 points against.
Yeah, but look at the guys who you've played. The guys who are leading the league. So you know what? Maybe you're not so bad at 1-5. Maybe you should be 3-4. But hey,
and you have 776 points. You have essentially 20 more points again for and over 163 points less, and yep. You have 25 more points than me.
Exactly.
And you're 4-2, and I'm 1-5. How does
bring
that make?
Bring in the heat. Bring in the heat.
Why don't you have
fight? Fight.
Yorkie's internet works better when he's fired up. I like it. This is good. This but is beautiful.
Thanks for the invite on the podcast. I appreciate it, and I plan to stir the pot a lot tonight.
Well, perhaps the podcast's toughest critic. We're on the Sixth Sense podcast. Luke Hendry often gives, I think he gives every host a review every week, so we do appreciate that. We appreciate having on, don't we, Kirky?
Yes, and one thing I will just mention about Hendry right now, I was dealing with a lot of GMs over the last week. One of the things that he just said, I know he always tries to downplay his team. In one of the text messages he sent me, he goes, I think I have a championship caliber team, is what Luke Hendry said about his own squad.
That's tooting your own horn.
I got some glaring weaknesses that I'm trying to address.
No, 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 no. You think you have a championship caliber team. So let's just remember that for the entire season, Luke. You think you have a championship caliber team. We'll see how that bodes for you for the rest of the season.
Yeah, some Roberto Luongo pumping tires. What was that whole saga? Who was pumping whose tires? Or somebody wasn't pumping enough tires? It's a Canucks thing, I guess.
I know we're going to get into some awards later on in the show if we got time.
Oh, shit, I didn't even say that. Good tease. Good, that's great.
But, Henry, you're definitely not my vote for the best team. That might go to a professional golfer who we can get into that as we get going.
Shooter. No, this is great.
Okay, we haven't really talked about that, but...
I'm definitely not prepared for that, so that's great.
I'm trying to look back in our Google Docs to see... What have been kind of season awards that we've had in the past?
Yeah, that's a good point. You get on that.
I'll look at that. You guys continue on here.
You do that. Well, I think the next thing pertains to you anyway. So we've done the Commish Corner. We got the first trade out of the or the second trade out of the way, the minor deal. But then we had I don't even know what to call it, Michael Thomas Gate, or what do they call things in the media these days?
Oh, that was
anyways. The Ultimate Fantasy Football League was shaken up. No longer any winless teams, and perhaps that's part of the reason was the deal that was consummated before kickoff on Sunday. Is that how it went down?
Well, yeah, it was transacted on Saturday afternoon.
Okay.
But yeah, I kicked it off with everyone Friday night. Cracked a couple beers, sat down, and was like, "All right, let's do this deal." And I think everyone understands I needed to win this week, and Michael Thomas is arguably the best wide receiver in the league, and he was on a bye week this past week, so it wasn't helping me on the bench, and I just needed a win. There was no reason I could hold on to him to week six. I would have liked to, but week seven. But anyways, it was a lot of fun, I got to admit. This league is good for a lot of reasons, but I think, everyone took it serious. I spoke to everyone. In some capacity, I reviewed every single team. Some GMs I couldn't transact with, but I at least gave them the courtesy to say, "Hey, I've looked at your squad; it's just not going to work." So hopefully, everyone felt part of this. I will say there are some stupid GMs in this league, Hendry being one of them, which was just a ridiculous text. And Hendry, I'm just getting frustrated in dealing with you because. You just say like, "Oh, I'm just starting the conversation with like the worst offers ever." I think another thing I realized is Stewart is kind of in the same boat there. When I was going, my process is I was going from 9 p.m. on Friday night to 10 p.m. on Friday night. I was going through every single squad, starting at the top and going through to all the way to the bottom. So I didn't get till Stewart later, but he sent me an offer. So one, I was playing Stewart last week. So I was like, I wouldn't want to transact with me if I was Stewart, knowing what I was looking for. And he sent me a terrible offer. I think two guys on the IR and like another guy was on a bye. It was like, this is not going to happen. He's obviously not doing any research on my squad or my situation to understand what I need. But, it was good. I had a lot of good conversations, and I only sent one offer out to other GMs, and that was to Delhi, and that was the one that was ultimately accepted. I had deep talks with Yaney, had a couple liners on there with Yaney, but
how's Yaney?
He's good. Yeah, he seemed really well. I was talking with him early on Saturday morning. Would have been about 6:30, wherever he is. Is he? Where is he? Is he 2 hours behind us, Hendry?
Yeah, he's in Calgary.
So, yeah. He would have been about, 7:30 a.m. on Saturday morning. We started chatting. So, it was good. Didn't talk with G&J. But that guy sends email money transfers from his wife's bank account. So, it doesn't surprise me. But,
anyways, he was in the WhatsApp today. That was going to be in my Google Doc.
He was in the WhatsApp. And
that
he
must
also
be an important deal.
Yeah, well, see, this is the interesting thing. He also made a comment on our fantasy football website saying that Chris Carson was available. That, I don't know when that was sent, but I don't know.
I looked into that.
Yeah, no.
How does Yorkie have it set up where he can send messages from somebody else's
Jesus
name?
Christ.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. there's something going on there that, it's just a weird situation. We don't hear from him ever. And then all of a sudden, Yorkie and him play. They both put up super high points. G&J just beats him. It's just a fishy, fishy situation.
Yeah, we got to get JWoww's take. JWoww, the brother-in-law in the league. How do we feel about it still?
Yeah, I don't know if I can offer a ton of context or opinion on the topic. I mean, it does smell a little odd. We should probably throw it to the man himself, involved in this controversy, Yorkie, and get, why don't you clear the slate for everybody here and maybe tell us what's actually going on.
There's nothing fishy actually going on. He has a good team. He's put up some good points. Obviously, he's got two high weeks. He is a real person, obviously. He is my brother-in-law. There are three groomsmen I had at my wedding, so they have met him. So they
he's the one handing us whiskey shots. We had to do all his shots.
I'm trying to get Chris Carson as we speak. Like, you know, I think he's a top 10 running back, especially on that team.
So Yorkie, how often do you talk to him about fantasy football?
A couple times a week.
Just a softball question, and anyone can hit this, but other GMs on this podcast, who else talks to G&J?
Zero the entire time this league has been in existence.
Zero, J-Well. Hendry, what about you?
Nothing. Well, maybe like 2 years ago. But
okay. Trade rejected.
And no response? No, nothing?
Zero.
He came back a couple times with me, but nothing. No.
Cosby, it seems like you've been on the Chris Carson train a little bit. It sounds
yeah, we talk every year. I talk to him whenever he puts something out there. I mean, I like talking to both of them. We all went out for beers, me and Justin and Gary. It was great.
Oh, boy. Is there still a Justin involved in this team?
I believe so.
So how weird is that?
Here's where I'm at with it. Here's where I talk all the time. I try to get a feel all the time. Because I like seeing which one I'm talking to.
Well, and where do you text them? Like, how do you do this?
We fire it up I feel like I'm on my phone, or I'm closest to my phone, maybe even more. I guess everyone's on their phones, but I make sure that I hit people up right away. If an offer comes through or something gets posted, I hit them up because I know they're on the site. So I just go, most of the time, I just go through Yahoo. Unless I know it's one of you guys and not like JWoww and I WhatsApp or whatever, because in both platforms let you see who's sent the message and who's seen it and whatnot. So, but I just fire it up over Yahoo usually, right? If an offer comes through or if someone gets posted and I know they're on Yahoo, I just go right through there. But anyway, speaking of deals, Michael Thomas and Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Yeah.
Just offended a lot of people. For Travis Kelce and CeeDee Lamb. Mm-hmm. That was the final. And was it worth it, Kirkland? Was the only question I was going to ask.
I needed Kelce and I needed Lamb. It got me on the Monday night, the big comeback from Luke Stewart.
So good.
60-plus points comeback.
Second straight week. Luke Stewart is never going to watch a Monday nighter again.
Yeah, no, it worked out well. I think... it was a good deal for both teams, and that's what Deli and I talked about after the trade. Like, time will tell what goes on with Michael Thomas this year, but I think, honestly, a rested Michael Thomas, we'll see how the injury is, could be, you know, that could be a championship, you know, caliber player, right?
Sure. Well, he's a first-round pick, like you said. So I'll give my take quick. We're trying to roll through this, so I'll give my take quick, and then I'll throw it to these other guys to – they can say what they want with you on the call monitoring their takes. But first of all, I'm sure you're pleased to have texted me that gentlemanly you're not involved, because I definitely didn't give you a hard time. So that was good. Thanks for that, though, for real. But anyway, I would say that what I said to you was, I think you're almost saving me from either A, giving up too much right now, because I feel like I'm in a decent spot, knock on wood. But also, like, maybe Michael Thomas is one of those players this year, is what I was thinking. Like, sometimes there's just a guy you don't want to have anything to do with. And for Deli's sake, I hope not. I'm not wishing anything shitty on Deli. But maybe it's just one of those fucking seasons, because New Orleans seems a little bit wonky going in there. So, J-Wild, you want to go first or Hendry? You guys decide.
Hendry, fire it up.
You know what? It's looking at the deal. It was just interesting to watch Helaire go after the Bell signing. I don't know. I'm going to say that I thought it was a good deal. I thought it was worked from a good spot. I think Kirky did well. I think Delamere did well. They both filled a need that they needed. And it's one of those deals when you look back on it could change your entire season. So I applaud both of the guys. I think it's... big names going both ways, and great work. Great deal to see.
JWoww, I'll go.
Yeah, I mean, I think Kirky gave away the better players, but it, again, it was circumstantial because he had to win going 0-6. I mean, your season's done. And again, going to a bye week, there was some factors, obviously, getting Thomas. Hilaire still has a bye week. Obviously, Kelsey would as well. I think, you know, Delly won the trade just based on the personnel that was traded. But again, Kirky was filling a need at the time. It worked out for him, and hopefully it'll continue to work for him. And again, I agree with Henry and your guys' comments. It worked for both teams nicely.
Yorkie, do you want to go, or should we throw it to the other guy who's here?
Yeah, I'll go. I thought Kirky gave up a little too much for it. And if I had to say who won the deal, it would be Delly. In terms of having Bell join the Chiefs, I think that actually hurts the other guys more than Hilaire in terms of Kelsey and Tyreek Hill from this standpoint, that Bell's going to get a lot of catches, especially on third down, so it's going to take touches away from those guys. I don't think Bell's going to be in the backfield as much as Hilaire. He'll definitely get the more of the third downs, but I think if I had Tyreek Hill or Travis Kelce, as Kirky has, I think a few touches will eventually go to Bell, especially on third down.
Nice, Yorkie, nice. And we're about to make history here, and there's no better man to make history on the Sixth Sense podcast. We are, and to tee him up, we're just talking right now about Kirky's deal with Delamere, Michael Thomas, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, and Travis Kelce and CeeDee Lamb all involved. Ozzy, did we wake you up? And thank you for joining 2 weeks in a row. This is we're going streaking.
Well, I wasn't sure what was going on here. I talked to Yorkie earlier today, and you know, I just thought I'd come on for a little chirpy chirp.
What's the Mueller situation at the Osborne house tonight?
11. We're 11 deep.
How many from secret hiding places? Have you had to go dig any out, or is it this is all just up front?
They've been carried out to the garage before she got home. And I hid them up top in the storage unit in the garage.
And another question. What time do you start the Mueller's? Is this like a noon thing, or is this like a 5 p.m. thing?
No, no. I went to Toronto to have dinner with my youngest tonight, and then when I got home, I was like, you know what? Papa's got to eat. So about 5:30, one thing led to another. I was in the garage around the toolbox, around the working station, and cutting some trim for the house. And one thing leads to another, and you and the Mueller are one.
Ozzy, has Cosby been over to your house yet, or has he invited you over to his house?
No, we talked.
Ozzy, that's Kirky's voice, by the way. Sorry, that's Andrew Kirkland.
Sorry, Casper. Casper.
Yeah.
So, Andrew, before we get into this, can I ask you a question?
Sure, of course.
Was last week more of a tantrum? Was it family? What's happening here? Can we just get that out of the way?
Oh, there was a panic attack for about 72 hours going on.
So you had
I was just so mad. There was anxiety. There was depression. Yeah. So, and I was just like, are you kidding me? I'm doing this podcast every week. My team is shit. I need to focus on my team, and I need to think about what I need to do. So it was a little bit of everything, but you know, I listened to the podcast, and what you said about me and the tantrums was 100% bang on. And it was, you know, I don't like losing. So I had to fix that.
You established that back in the day in that hockey tournament in Boston when you came to the bench after scoring 4 goals and you were the most spoiled brat on the ice and you're like, I don't kill penalties, I score goals. Who's up?
Yeah.
Greatest line ever.
Yeah, I forgot about that, actually.
That's when Anthony Chouinard's brother had his artery cut in the corner and he was bleeding on me on the bench and I kept telling him he was okay and just to put pressure on it. Great guy, anyway, the white jersey
with blood everywhere. Yeah, no, everywhere. That was good. Yeah, everywhere was hilarious.
Shooting everywhere. Great guy, though. I digress.
So this is great. We got 6 GMs on the podcast tonight.
We almost got the whole league. It's almost half the league going. Yeah. Let's go.
Well, let's go. I'll stop talking to let you guys do your deal. I just thought I'd log on.
Beautiful. Kirky, where are we going to go from here, buddy? It's back to your show. So
what are we talking about now? Let's talk about, okay, I don't even know when I look at the agenda what we've already hit, but we should probably get going here.
Well, we can go to Ozzy quick. Ozzy, what's with the 70 or something? What was speaking of history in the league?
Oh, my God. Yes. So here's something. Okay. I don't know if you guys ever look at this stat, but on Yahoo website, it talks about the biggest blowout of the week. And the biggest blowout of the week this week is Shooter McGavin over Tinder Assassin, a 48 point advantage to Shooter McGavin.
A gap.
Shooter McGavin had 111 points on the board.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? A gap. We call it a gap. Whatever. Shit happens.
You know. Where was that when I was playing you? Holy fuck. Well, the other thing.
Can I just chime in here? Like,
of course.
I look at my team, and honestly, I've got a lot of people about wanting to trade on a lot of different players, and I don't know what's going on now. I've given up. Not really, but I have no idea. I mean, I look at my running back. Okay, I got Singletary. I've got Robinson. Luke's trying to get Singletary for, Emmett Smith or whatever he's trying to trade me on there.
So and the thing like, about no, your no, squad, Ozzy, the thing about your squad is it's about 4 years too late.
Yeah, like, well, I'm always
Brady, delayed, right? Olsen, Odell, Drew Brees, Zach Ertz, Mark I'm Ingram.
Delayed.
Yeah.
Just, you scooped up Frank Gore from him, Kirky. Like, he was going to pick up Gore this week. He's looking forward to it.
Which pissed me off, I'm not going to lie, because I thought
if I did. Izzy, I will do a deal with you, with Frank Gore. Okay. Do you want to go – do you want to do – I know you wouldn't be anything too good, but
– nothing.
Ozzy, are you wearing a Pabst Blue Ribbon t-shirt, by the way?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
It's rocking.
Why is nobody on video? I don't get this. I thought you were supposed to be on video.
Because we wanted to have the sound quality a little bit better.
No, no. Well, this is like the rookie skate where we just don't tell Ozzy he goes out ahead of us all.
Well, I'm the racehorse, right?
Got to get it going.
Ozzy, you can't be happy with Mark Ingram this season.
I will. Kirky, I know what you're doing right now. You're taking advantage as a drunk guy.
No. But it would
listen,
seem ridiculous.
Let's get back to the podcast and the task at hand. I didn't come here to sabotage it. I just thought I'd come on. Wanted to join. I'll throw in a couple of quips here and there, and that's it.
I think you're great. I think you're doing awesome. You can be like those dudes in the Muppets. You can be like the guys in the Muppets in the rafters.
Okay, let's go in here. Let's do a recap.
Right now, I'm pissing the laundry sink. I'll talk to you guys in a bit.
Yeah, this is great. let's go. Let's move on here. And just looking at the notes, we got the recap of the Mo. Hendry pooed himself.
What a joke.
Hendry, did you like being in the Mo?
Well, the Mo curse for me is the Mo curse. And I absolutely... I didn't have a touchdown this week. I basically had the opposite that I had the week before against J-Well, where I actually had a good week, but my quarterback was just awful. And this week, it kind of all came full circle, because had I had a better defense, I might have won this week. I lost by 13 points, I believe, or it could have been a lot more. I don't even know how it ended up, but G&J's defense had 21 points, and I had a minus two. So last year I was used to having my defense win me weeks and almost win me the league, and this year it's been one of my struggles. So.
And an expert on that who already got burned you so hard, roasted you in the chat, was J-Wow. So J-Wow, I'm going to go to you. Not so much on Hendry's matchup, but anything, any comments on the late matchup drama? Were you watching? Were you following what was going on the Monday night doubleheader for any other guys?
Oh, 100%. When you text OMFG, I was watching that guy run 69 yards, like untouched from like the line. And I was like, I wonder if that had any ramifications in the league. And I go look up and like, oh my God. And then your text like popped up, like your ears were ringing. I couldn't believe that. And I was just like, well, that's fantasy football.
I was like Burnside. I literally turned it off right before that drive. And I walked to the kitchen, poured myself a water, was going to take it to bed. And then I get that text from Cosby and then went back on. And it was like over, the game was over. And I was like, what the fuck's going on here? And then, yeah, sure enough, that was nuts.
Yeah, that's the, I'm not going to say.
From Burnside either.
Yeah, he's sleeping. He was sleeping.
Well, he did the same thing. Take the win away. A lot of guys. Yeah, I think he said he shut it down right before that drive.
Well, and that's the beauty of it. Was
you guys know the Bender, him and Bondo were on Sunday? Does anybody have any idea about this?
No.
So leading into Monday morning at 8:30, I got a text with a picture of Burnside with a shirt off, drinking champagne and having a beer. So these guys are lucky right now to just live through the next day. So
yeah, well they those guys are fucked up in Barrie.
Yeah. They need to put that more in the fantasy football. See, that's the kind of stuff I would accept in the fantasy football chat, not this fucking hi guys, what do I do with my my cells?
Does anyone know how to run a macro on XL 97?
I feel like it took us too long to get to this.
I couldn't believe that was happening.
I read that and I actually started laughing. I'm like, this is just, we've officially gone back to camp.
Who's got the flute?
Yeah.
There was so many videos I wanted to do and send back to you on how to do it, but like in the Excel spreadsheet, be like, go fuck yourself, like do a video of that. I was like, I can't, because like, I don't know.
Hey guys, it's a sweater of the month club. I'm wondering if we can run analytics and throw in an extra pair of glasses on this one. Sakes, give me a fucking break. Why don't you go feed the chickens in the backyard too, you fucking dink.
But to Ozzy's point, I think that we could be getting like a weekly update of Burnside drinking without a shirt on. And I think that the chat needs more of that. Who knows? Maybe Gary does stuff like that too, that we, you know, never says anything on there.
Who's Gary? Who's Gary? Yeah. Gearcat. Come out of the woodwork there, fella. Who the fuck is Gary? Can I ask you a question?
Yorkie,
like, does he collect the petrol points? Like, who's Gary? Like, what? You know what? Actually, you know what? I'm going to throw this right out there. We got a bunch of us on this podcast.
Going to be good.
And who the fook is Gary? And that's going to be the title. Who the fook is Gary?
Okay, and you want to take that
Gary's
one?
Gary's got a podcast to answer who he is, what he does. I don't know.
I'll get him on next week, fellas.
Oh, man.
Oh, Yorkie, eh? Coming in with your beautiful
Yorkie, does he listen to the podcast?
He has.
So he does.
Are you going to make sure he listens to this one?
Yeah, I'll make sure he does.
Hey, Ozzy. G&J stand for Gary and Justin. There's another guy that said something. I think one message in the WhatsApp chat, and like we're like, who the fuck is this guy? I never heard from him again.
No.
The thing that boggles my mind is we don't know who he is, and he's in this league. Not Gary necessarily. Well, some of the guys know Gary.
We're paying just $25 here, okay? We got G&J or J&G or Weed and Wade. I don't know. Wig and Wong, fucking ding dong. But listen, boys, you're on the next podcast or else we're out to get you. We're coming, and we're coming in hot with Mueller's.
All right, Cosby, moving on. What's this great curse that you talk of?
Oh, it was supposed to be guest curse for Ozzy, but we're not going to chalk his week up to a guest curse because no one will want to come on the podcast. So.
Oh, yeah.
We'll skip over that. And then waiver wars is just that's usually Yorkie recapping what happened. Fuck,
there was a lot going on last night.
Yeah, baby. I'll say it right now, I almost fucked up so hard. I don't even know what would have happened. I wanted to get Deli's thoughts on it, but I'm playing him this week, and I didn't want to, he was in on the guy I wanted, so I didn't want to make him mad or anything. But,
I think some drama in that, not necessarily what was going on around like other pickups, but what you picked up Boston Scott, the running back in Philly, because Miles Sanders went down. And this was a pretty big move for you because you had the number one priority for at least 3 or 4 weeks. Is that correct?
Yeah. I was sitting on it. I planned on sitting on it. So I wanted to do something that was long-term. And this is where all of the luck and coincidence comes in. So JWoww dropped in what, last week, JWoww?
Yeah, last week, the week before.
Fuck. Is this how it happens? So basically I was weighing it in all day. You guys know me. I probably thought about it more than anything else all day Tuesday. And I'm sitting there going, I've saved it this long. I wanted it for a long-term thing. And to me, this kind of counts as long-term because there's a chance I might not, I'm probably going to handcuff Sanders now anyway, based on my roster space and everything. I should be able to keep a handcuff for my big back. And so, yeah, I guess if I'm going to, this might be my last shot at him because if he goes off on Thursday and then, or if he Wally pips Sanders or something, I'm fucking screwed. So, yeah, that's, I ended up burning the first waiver on it, which is kind of feels kind of lame to do it because he might just go out and throw up a bagel or something. Or
yep, been there, done that.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens. But yeah, that was, and I almost screwed myself out of it because I had him queued in as a waiver claim with an empty roster spot, and then in my 3 a.m. club shenanigans,
dude, there was so much shit going on. Like, oh, what was happening? Like, cause, and Hendry, you were involved in this too, right? Were you guys talking to each other?
Like, I thought about it, but I wanted to go back to bed.
You can't talk to people at that time.
So, okay, hold on a second. I'm just going to
recap. We'd be up all night telling each other secrets about girls.
I'm just waiting for kind of a group chat to be lighting up at 3 a.m. one of these times. But
so Gleeder texted me at 4. Shout out Gleeder because we know he listens. But I woke up to messages from Gleeder at 4. He was fucking baffled at how many guys were gone already. Great.
Oh, dude, I had a couple waiver wires in there, and I got up. I'm trying to set my alarm, or I figured I'd get up pretty early. So I got up at 5:11 a.m. I don't know how you guys do that at that time of the day. It is fucked. I was trying to like adjust my eyes to see like, is this guy available? Is it a green circle or the yellow circle? Like it was crazy. I just gave up because I can't see anything at that time.
Well, Kirky, I think having been on trips with you and stuff, and I'm sure most of the guys in this league know that you waking up is one of the like best. It's one of the highlights of my trips. Actually, is watching your DOS processor get going in the morning. It's fucking booting up your computer in the morning. It's just fucking great. God.
I agree with you, Kirky. I can't see a thing. I've tried it. Like Dylan will get up at 3-4 o'clock in the morning for a feed, and I can't see shit to look on my phone and be like, I think I'd just pick up anybody. I can't tell who I'd be picking up.
But here's what I did though, fellas, and tell me if this has ever happened to you, because I'm kind of like you were saying, I was hanging on to it. I'm not really experienced with this waiver shit, and I had him for the first time ever. I had a guy, like the claim was in for an empty spot. The Rays are getting runs. This is good. I had him in an empty spot. So I had, the claim was literally Boston Scott for no one. But then in my shenanigans in the 3M club, I actually filled up my whole bench forgetting that I had Boston Scott coming to me because I had first waiver priority. So I almost fucked myself out of it. Like I got it out 10 minutes in advance or something before the transactions process. Thank God. But that was a fucking hilarious sort of hour of my life that I'll never get back.
So I don't know if he can hear us right now, but Hendry, you were up at 3 o'clock in the morning as well. What were you doing at that time? Like what was going on?
I'm stuck in this awkward position where I need to make a move and this waiver claim is making me lose sleep. So this was the first week that I set an alarm to wake up. I set an alarm at 2:59. And so I set an alarm. And then I picked up just garbage. And because people took everybody. Like, so I'm in this point where I just, next week, if there's anything available, the waiver wire being, now I'm top. So it's like, I was talking to Yorkie about it today. And I think it's because I had, last year was the first year of waivers, and I had that pleasure of having an amazing D. So I never needed to go to the waiver wire for a lot of, for anything like that. Now I was talking to Yorkie, and I'm like, I can't use a waiver wire on a defense when it's this high. I just can't. But that's, I'm looking at my roster, and that's the reason why I woke up, was because I've had back-to-back minus 2 weeks for my defense. I'm struggling with it. I've tried to make deals with defenses, and nobody will deal a defense. So I actually set my alarm. And it's, like you said, you're looking at blurs. Like, you're looking at it, you're like, what's green, what's yellow? It's, everything seems like a blur, and it takes me about 30 minutes to get back to bed after.
Are you also looking at Fury? Like, isn't there another human who is affected by this? Like,
yeah.
Well, last night I had a kid in the bed too, so that was even worse. So
I wouldn't risk that. Holy shit!
We need to write to a fucking fantasy magazine. You need to be in
Russian roulette with all the bullets with just one out of the two.
So, GY, you'd never do that, I guess.
Oh, fuck that.
But you could look at her and go, I got Henry. What defense did you get?
Oh, I just picked up Austin Scott. He's the backup for the Eagles. Oh, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, so Henry picked up New Orleans D and picked up Hunter Renfrew, which he dropped 7 hours later. So,
great
job getting up at 3 a.m. and setting an alarm. The wife could get in a bed.
So I don't plan on doing that again. So the last 2 weeks I've been lucky. I've been woken up at that time. So around 3:30, 4 o'clock, I've been woken up. So this one, I was like, you know what? I see the benefit. I see what people are getting out of this. And Bondo's doing well, and he works till like 3 a.m. So he's got that benefit associated with it. But no, I'll never do that again.
Jesus Christ.
Cosby, what was going on in that, you know, 30-minute window? Because you picked up Devontae Booker and then dropped him 6 minutes later. So it's like,
that was the panic. That was the extra guy I didn't need.
Yeah, okay.
But the thing is, I also didn't plan on dropping Trey Burton. So if I hadn't made the decision to drop Trey Burton, my roster would have been too full. And I have no idea what a Yahoo would have done.
So here's a question and I saw that Gleer did this, Hendry, you did this, and Cosby, you did this. But yesterday, you guys all dropped your guys. You dropped two guys each, Hendry and Cosby. Is that strategic because you know you're going to be picking up, you know, two guys? Like, you're just like, I didn't want to think about that process at 3 a.m.?
Well, yeah, part of it is, Deli can speak to it better, but part of it is for figuring out your waiver priorities and waiver claims and shit. Like, other players aren't involved. And then when I wake up, I know I know which guys I can drop as well. So since I had so many fucking moves to make this morning, since I had to actually like rebuild my entire roster coming off of four buys or whatever the fuck I had last week, that was why. So yeah, avoid confusion for sure.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, it kind of messes with people. Like, you don't know if there's going to be available, not available. It's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was wondering that too, why everyone was just dropping guys. I kind of know. Everyone's kind
of
knows.
No, it makes a lot of sense. Yeah, because you have to.
Yeah.
So, anyways. All right. So, that was some action packed. I think next time, I'd love to be part of the 3 a.m. club. I think there's a lot of action. The commitment level of this league is off the charts. I would love
it's too to much. See some,
I would so we'll love take it. No, here's what we'll do. We'll take a Wednesday off.
Too much.
Everyone will take a Wednesday off, and then we just stay up Tuesday night. We'll record a pod.
Who the fuck's up at 3 a.m.? Well, come on, guys.
Mullers are up. Aren't the Mullers up at 3 a.m.?
You even know that you can pick up free agents in this league? Like, you've made three moves all year.
Guys, I have a plan in place, like Justin Trudeau. Okay. I'm printing out money right now, and I shall recoup what I print.
I think I can hear the printer, actually. Ozzy, that was the other thing. I forget what time you were on. We were on early on the WhatsApp chat, and I was going to be like, just go outside and yell something and see if I can hear you.
I'd yell at Jenny. She's not happy with me. So what happened last week, guys? I knocked the bottom pipe off. So I peed on, basically the pee came out the bottom on the tile. He had to clean it up. But anyway, not that's here nor there. We're talking about football.
It's all related.
Yeah. All right. So do we want to do we should probably go into a quick hit on the midseason awards. Just quickly.
What are they?
I don't know. We could do like I don't even know, like MVP.
Maybe just each guy. Okay, everybody just gives one out, or
yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
We give out six awards. You got to figure out your own award while we talk. Who's gonna go first?
Okay, you can figure out your own award.
Shittiest team name, Luke. There we go.
There you go. Good.
Call. That was a good one.
Yeah.
Tie with G&J.
I'll go first. So, I think. And I'll do it from the best squad perspective, not necessarily best like roster.
Not squad, like not people they hang out with.
No. Okay. I really, really like Deli's roster and what he's put together. He has Dalvin Cook's obviously on a bye, Nick Chubb's on IR, and hopefully, I mean, he might be coming back in let's say 3 or 4 weeks. But I think he's got a really good squad. Obviously, everyone's going to stay healthy, and he's got DeAndre Swift and Edward Jaylaire, as Cosby says, as is currently two starting running backs.
Jesus Christ.
So I think he's got a really good squad. In terms of the best player and essentially where you guys have gone in the draft that have done really well, I'm going to give myself an award there and DK Metcalf.
Holy shit! Number one fan club, eh?
Yeah,
independent Ian over here.
Hey,
eh?
Keep jinxing him. Keep jinxing him. Yeah, he's great. DK Metcalf is amazing.
Yeah.
Did you guys see how good I am? Oh, gosh, how good am I?
Unbelievable, eh?
I think I got him in like the sixth round.
He's my own cheerleader.
Yeah. There he goes. I'm stroking my own dick tonight, but it's something I got to do because I got to win, and it might be the only one I'm going to get.
Okay, I'll go for. Oh, sorry. One of our guests ago, Jay. Well, yeah, I know you got something creative coming out of here.
I appreciate that, Kirky. Biggest surprise, Josh Allen.
Oh yeah.
Josh Allen would be the biggest surprise in terms of he's number three in the league in points.
Yeah.
Probably drafted like sixth, seventh round, maybe later. I'd say squad wise. Delhi squad's pretty good. I think Cam Newton's his. Again, there's another fraud. Puts up one big week, slides off the side of the bench laughing, and then just gets fucking pumped by a terrible team. I think his fault's at QB. Otherwise, his team's stacked.
Hendry, what do you got awards-wise?
Best midseason wake up so far.
Week four.
I'd probably say best person to deal with and make trades right now, and I'll give that to Ozzy.
Mark Ozzy.
Josh Allen went in the eighth round, by the way.
That's the Alvin Kamara of season one, I believe. When he went like the 15th round.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I'll go. No, or Ozzy, why don't you go? You probably have something brewing there.
I'll give the award to Casper the Ghost.
What award?
The award for the
participation award.
The comeback hit.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
We thought last week we lost you, bud. You're the comeback kid. You got to change your name from Casper to the comeback kid.
Yeah, I'll probably do that. I'm probably going to do that.
Do it right now.
Honestly, I'll do it right now.
The comeback kid. Here's the thing.
Listening to everything you say, I'll just do.
What I'm saying is that I've known Kirky for a while, and I've seen the massive temper tantrum. But I'm looking at his team. He's got Murray. He's got Lamb. He's got Kelsey. He's got some moving parts like I think I do. But the problem is we're at the bottom of the wolf pack. So we got to make more moves, guys. Like, lots of trades have to happen. Like, I've got guys that are absolutely ready to go. But I look at Kirky's team, and you know what? I think Kirky gets the award for the comeback kid. Because I think I'm going to finish dead last.
Thanks, Ozzy. I think I'm going to make an award here for the dumbest GM, and that goes to Luke Stewart.
Oh, yeah. Love him.
Guy,
just a dummy.
There's one GM that clarifies a new rule in the COVID era, and he's like, all right, guys, confirmed it, got it, all good, nothing to worry about. And then he does it and doesn't even know he makes a mistake. And then not only that, I don't even know, Yorkie, what happened? He didn't even actually take the discipline. Like, we had to tell him to drop another player Saturday. So, dumbest GM of the year so far, mid-season award goes to Luke Stewart. And the fact,
I ask this question here, was that last weekend when that happened?
Well, 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago, yeah.
Right, because he told me, he's like, yeah, I fucked up. Because he came to help me with some trim around my house last week, and he's like, yeah, I fucked up. And I said, do you know what happened? And he openly said he did not. He just accepted the punishment.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Dumbest GM. But no surprise there.
And he's got Jalen Reagor on his bench, who's been on IR for the last 5 weeks.
Great guy, though.
So
he came. He passed my house to get to yours. So that's great. Good. Thank you, Luke Stewart.
Good thing we knew your address there, cause. Thank you. Next time I'll come by and pee in a can and throw it right against your window.
But the amount of panic attacks that Luke Stewart has on Monday nights or Tuesday nights have been off the chart right now.
Oh yeah, he gets the worst. He gets the worst beats for sure.
He's had the worst luck.
All right, so okay, let's move on to Mo and Duds, and we'll quickly rhyme through this. Cosby, why don't you kick off with your Mo?
I like to go to the guests first because I like to break ties. We'll break the ties.
Henry, go.
Come back to me on that one. Sorry, boys.
Oh my God.
And also, just to make it quick, because we don't want to make it too long a podcast, we'll just say the team name. And one sentence is why you picked that. So, J-Well, go.
Let's go Shooter McGavin and Jerry Rev Harris. Top two scoring teams, it looks like, this week, other than one other matchup. I don't know.
Peace be with you.
Ozzy?
J&G and Charlie Tweeter.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Coming in hot. Super hot, like two ex-wives.
I got Casper the Ghost and Discount Belichick.
All right, Yorkie.
G&J and Charlie Tweeter.
Cosby.
Yeah, we'll make it that first versus sixth.
I was gonna say that to Charlie Tweeter and G&J, and I did the weekly winners update. Those two squads have won four of the top scorers.
League pace for itself, guys. Holy shit!
And they also have some action going on Monday night. Charlie Tweeter has Jimmy Graham in his lineup right now on a Monday nighter against the Rams.
JG for MVP.
And Darnell Mooney is going for G&J. I'm not sure if that will be actually what happens, but yeah, there's some action going on Monday night, that one. Okay, Dud, J-Wild, let's bring it back to you. What do you got?
Well, I think I'm going to go with the old commissioner and his good host, the podcast, Kirkland.
Oh, yeah. Spicy.
I hope Yorkie puts up a dud week of like 80 points. Be nice.
70-62.
All right. You just think yourself, Kirky.
Yeah. I'm just saying I'm hope. Ozzy, dud.
Look at me.
Plus one. Ozzy, dud.
I'm a Mennonite in St. Jacobs right now, selling fucking 12.
Summer sausage just full of shit. Eggs.
Like, cards, peanuts. I'm done.
Never buy summer sausage from the side of the road at a Mennonite's ever.
It's great.
Is that the ones you could? Is that like they're as hard as an Extendo bar?
Yeah, just don't. You never know. Guys, what's it, but it's shit.
me and Blackout Bobby, and I do not feel good about this at all.
Can you put some drinks on the line, Ozzy? Call him out right now. See if he accepts.
I'll put a 12-pack of Muleys.
No. Why don't you do? You got to do some chugs.
Yeah. That's where I was Sunday going. Night.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you got to put me an idea. What do we need here?
So the loser has to chug like, I don't know, 3 beers on video and put it on WhatsApp.
Done.
All right, Burnside. We know he listens to this podcast.
Well, it's not like Bernie's not going to do it.
He'll be like, is that for breakfast?
No, you know what? You know what? Let's fly at 35,000 feet. 5 of them. You got to chug 5.
All right. There you go. Hendry. Dud.
I got Mr. Larson versus Stewart. Reason. I want Bondo to prove that he's worthwhile of being up at the top spot.
Yorkie?
Same. Mr. Larson versus Luke Stewart.
And Cosby, what do you got?
I gave a plus one, but I'm taking it back. I'm going to go with Bondo now. The fraud, because Yorkie called him a big fraud, and Yorkie was all mad. It was awesome.
Yeah, let's put the pressure on Bondo. He's going to be listening to this podcast just sweating. You know he's going to be freaking out right now.
Sure. Guys.
Does Bondo listen to it?
Oh, yeah.
Can we circle back to? That's the one thing I fucking forgot to mention, maybe because it was about me. But did you guys... I teed up the Andy Isabella-John Brown matchup.
Oh, yeah.
I was leading Bondo by 1.05. He had John Brown and I had Andy Isabella. Guess how many points we combined for?
Zero. 1.05.
Zero. We got no fucking points. Neither of us.
Oh my God. Are you serious?
No guys got, nobody got points. I was like, I've never seen this happen before. I don't know what the fuck is going on. I was waiting for Isabella to fumble somehow, like a kick return or something.
Was there like a play called back as a penalty or something? Like,
Nothing. I think John Brown fell down a couple times.
God,
just fucking crazy.
Yeah, that's bad. All right, Bondo, you're in the dud. So the pressure's on.
Oh,
you're playing the dumbest GM of the year so far. So if you don't beat him, you've been a fraud.
And he's got the longest loyalty to his name. It's him and the Happy Gilmore names have stayed the longest. And I guess dud of the week as well, JY. You have any thoughts on maybe changing yours? Or?
Oh, yeah. We're going Juju next week.
Oh, right. Yes. Fuck, that's good. It's good that you're here to remind. I put that in the show notes too.
Yeah, and I'm changing.
You know what, Cos? Your Andy Isabella actually had 2 targets. John Brown had 0 last week.
Oh Jesus!
Does it make it any better though if it was like 20-20 or is 0-0 just like the better story because it's funny?
It's so hilarious! Like I was baffled. I didn't even know it was real. I don't think it happened.
That was a fun Monday night, not only because I had a lot of guys going, but it just felt like there was a lot of action and a lot of contests were still up for grabs. So that was just fun to watch. So, okay, J-Well, Delamere wanted to put a new segment in. We used to talk about Delamere being like, what is Delamere up to this week? That used to be a segment.
What's Deli doing? Yeah.
Yeah, what's Deli doing? What's his new segment that he's talking about?
Yeah, so Deli and I were chatting earlier about a couple trades. We're still trying to work on something, but he wanted to make a suggestion. He said, if you're on the podcast, tell the boys to start putting on a betting segment. And I'm like, no problem. I'll talk to them. Oh, jeez.
What's that? Ozzy's not a fan of the segment.
Not a fan of the betting segment.
I just got caught it on the wrong pipe down that one.
Oh,
we're good. We're good.
I digress.
This guy.
Yeah. So Deli wants to create a new segment on the UFFL podcast. He wants Steve wants to assist everyone with their bets next week on Bet 365. In a new segment, he'd like to call Deli's Dimes.
Okay.
So Deli is throwing out the dime of the week, which is a four-game guaranteed parlay. Browns, Saints, Chiefs, and Rams.
Hold on. Sorry. Go say.
Can I make it to Ozzy's house in time?
You got to get his address first.
Okay. I'll just go and start knocking on doors.
Okay, boys. Listen for the guy coughing and dying in his garage.
All right.
Okay, we're good. Okay, so let's go back to Deli's ding dong, or what's it called?
So the Browns are minus three on the road against the Bengals. Where else were they? J-Well?
Browns minus three.
On the road. Saints
minus seven. Chiefs minus 9.5. Rams minus six.
I see the Saints right now are 7-5. That's okay. Panthers and
what? Is he saying all of these are going to cover the spread or yes. No?
I don't like the Saints.
The Chiefs are a 9-point favorite, 9.5-point favorite on the road.
Yeah, well, it's Denver.
No, I know, but still, it's
a lock.
That's a big.
This is Deli's Dimes, guys. I'm not screwing around here.
And that's gonna last if he ships the cookies here, and we bring him on next week, and he does his own segment.
Dude, sounds like he's got a sponsor. If he books it, the podcast subscriber base is going up tenfold.
Do you take the Rams too?
Yeah, tenfold is not that much for us.
Well, we might get to 100 people.
It would be dozens of people listening.
That down a little bit, but yeah. So all right, do we want to get back here? So it was Chiefs, Saints, Browns, and what was the other team?
Browns, Saints, Chiefs, Rams.
Rams, okay.
I'll post it on the WhatsApp group.
Yeah, post it on the WhatsApp chat, please. Yeah.
Kirky, I've got a four-game parlay as well.
Oh, no. Is it in your Excel sheet?
Henry's horrible
Charlie,
picks.
I've got Charlie Tweeter, Terry Green Machine, Luke Stewart, and the Rev.
Don't fucking bet on me because I put you in the mole. Don't do that to me.
So that's my four-game parlay.
Andrew, are you trying to fit in right now? Let's be honest here. Give us your honest opinion on what you think's going to happen there, fella.
Over to you, Henry.
That was my four-game parlay. I think I've got it this week. And if anybody wants to try their betting skills on that one, let me know.
Use Henry's money.
You're betting against the house. I don't even know where the house is, but you're betting against
exactly. Who's the house and what odds are you taking against that?
Just don't wake Jacqueline and Daxon up at 3 a.m. again.
Yeah, don't do that, man.
All right.
No, don't do that.
Okay, fine. Cosby, I'm just intrigued about what this last thing that we're going to talk about here.
We can save it. It could be any week. We can save the cause beef.
Oh, my God. Okay. Oh, we'll have God. To save, we'll have to
we
save it.
We got 6 minutes left.
We got 6 minutes left. I've got 3% of my laptop.
We've got an hour and 14 minutes.
Well, only an hour and 3 minutes. So, anyways, I think we'll hold that to another episode because...
Because we gotta go make sure Ozzy's okay.
Hopefully Ozzy will make it another week on this earth. But
This is different than quitting, Ozzy. Don't quit the league,
guys. Just the wrong pipe. That's all right.
All right. I think we're good here. We're well over an hour here, so we should probably wrap it up. But a lot to unpack there, and a lot to take in. I love the way everything's going in fantasy football league. Guys are riled up. You got, I think, people waking up in the middle of the night, probably getting in shit from their wives. I know Gleeter's on fire right now. He's just,
oh, he loves it, eh?
He absolutely loves it. He'll just send me a text around 7 p.m. on a Tuesday night. He's like, I'm addicted. I love this stuff. Yeah. So
Got elbows up every day. Elbows up. Wife goes to talk to him. Boom. Shot in the jaw. Get out of here. Picking up an FA today. You have no idea what that means, but I'm number one in the waiver wire. Motherfucker.
Well, he's putting together a good season, so it's good.
Okay, shot in the jaw. Shot in the jaw.
All right, boys. Back. Hendry, J-Well, thanks for joining. Ozzy, always a pleasure. gentlemen, just thanks for listening. Cosby, Yorkie, good job tonight. And, yeah, I guess we'll just talk to everyone in 7 days.
Who's into the chips or something? Something sounds weird there. Yeah.
Chips with dip.
Okay, buddy.
All right, boys.
See ya.
Chip it.
Later. See ya.